The Indiana Pacers and San Antonio Spurs have strengthened their holds on the NBA's two conference races following last night's losses by Miami and Oklahoma City. Carmelo Anthony scored 29 points, and the Knicks earned their third straight win by downing the Heat 102-92 in New York. The Heat ended a three-game winning streak and fell to 27-9, 1.5 games behind the East-leading Pacers. LeBron James had 32 points, and Dwayne Wade added 23 for Miami. Meanwhile, the Thunder were clobbered in Denver as Randy Foy scored 24 points in the Nuggets' 101-88 win over Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant had a game-high 30 points, but hit just 7 baskets as Oklahoma City suffered its second straight loss and fell one game behind West-leading Portland. Moving over to college basketball, number 1 Arizona beat UCLA 79-75. Number 24 Memphis had a 73-67 victory over number 12 Louisville. 17th-ranked Oregon fell to California 96-83. Number 20 Iowa defeated Northwestern 93-67. And Portland topped number 22 Gonzaga 82-73. In the NHL, New Jersey shut out Dallas 1-0. It was Florida over Buffalo 2-1 in a shootout. Carolina topped Toronto 6-1. Washington defeated Tampa Bay 4-3. Anaheim 4, Nashville 3. Minnesota took Phoenix 4-1. St. Louis blanked Calgary 5-0. Los Angeles doubled up Boston 4-2. And Detroit fell to San Jose 4-1. In the NFL, Jay Gruden was introduced as the new head coach of the Washington Redskins. Meanwhile, first-year nominees Derek Brooks, Tony Dungy, Marvin Harrison, and Walter Jones are among the 15 modern-era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In college football, Bobby Petrino's back at Louisville. He was coach from 2003 to 2006 and left with a record of 41-9. And ESPN's reporting that a contract making Vanderbilt's James Franklin the next head coach at Penn State could be finalized as soon as Saturday. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.